I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to sit down with 109th District State Representative John Kivula to talk about his arrest in November for drunk driving, his alcoholism, and his current road to recovery. Here's more with John Kivula.
Probably the most difficult time in my life, dealing with a problem I've had for most of my adult life that seemed to have gotten worse and worse and you know, culminated with a stop in November. And since then, you know, it's nearly 4 months now. I've been sober since. I've got a great counselor that I see that's doing wonders. You know, I've lost about 30 pounds. I'm, you know, eating right. You know, life is better. Now, was it a difficult period to go through? Oh, you couldn't imagine, you know, what it was like for me, my family, my kids. But I decided from the get-go that I was going to own it, that I was going to come out and say, you know what, this is my fault. I've got a problem, and I'm going to deal with it. And that's what we've done. And so we've moved on. I, you know, within 2 weeks, you know, we had a break then. Within 2 weeks, we were right back to work, and we've been working since.
But I have to say that knowing you over the years and many others in the community that I talked to after the story came out, it was somewhat of a surprise, and it was personally for me. And I have to ask about how long this struggle that you mentioned was going on.
Honestly, most of my adult life, but it's gotten worse in the last few years. And I don't know the reasons why it's gotten worse. You know, alcoholism runs differently for different people, but I will tell you that you're not alone. You know, I was not a big drinker out in public. Now, I'd go to different events, I'd have a drink or two, but never got crazy out in public, or I should say seldom, but more just the closet drinking that, you know, to a large degree caught my family, you know, in shock of the depth of it. But you know, it hit me at a point where I knew something had to stop, and you know, I'm blessed to have just a wonderful wife and family and friends that support me, and we've gotten through it, and you know things are better now than ever. I'm healthier, I feel good, you know.
I guess I have to ask you, though, we all know that a lot of things that happen in Lansing focus at events that have a lot of alcohol at them, you know, open bars and lobbying efforts and let's go for a drink and let's talk about that. What kind of challenges has that made for you now as you're in recovery?
Yeah, you know, that's something that, you know, everyone looks to, and there are a lot of events like that. But again, it was not those events. You know, even my colleagues would say, geez, we never really saw John hanging out in the bars and doing stuff like that. That was never my style. I didn't want to be out in public intoxicated like that. And, you know, obviously it culminated at the end, but is it a challenge to deal with? It is, but, you know, I have a lot of close friends down there that are, you know, either recovering or they don't drink because they choose to. And so I associate a lot more with them. Plus, wherever I go, there's 1,000 eyes on me.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, if I walked into Econo Foods to buy a 12-pack, there'd be 30 people that saw me. If I walked into, you know, a Tropo down in Lansing and had a glass of wine, I guarantee you I'd have 15 people talking to me the next day. The network of my friends and support down in Lansing is just as strong, if not stronger, than it is here.
So it was very key then in it becoming public and being known, because if that wouldn't have happened, would you probably have just continued down that path until something worse may have happened?
Possibly. You know, it's hard to speculate. I know this for certain, that, you know, I wish it hadn't occurred the way it did. But to a large degree, I'm glad it did. I'll tell you, the 4 months that have transpired since then have been difficult without question, but I just feel like, you know, I'm 46 years old. I feel like I'm healthier now than I was when I was 26.
Well, it is a journey to be on, and we certainly wish you the best of luck with that as you continue to represent us in Lansing.
Well, thank you.
That's the comments of 109th District State Representative John Kivula. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.